if the goal is just to make money, you don't have to be creative.
The barrier to entry is non-existent. So, like, in order for you to build actual wealth, you have to really separate.
It's a two-sided coin. So, like, the good thing is that everybody has the opportunity to do the things. On the other hand, because there is no barrier to entry, everybody is doing a lot of the same things.
Desire is evidence that you have the ability to do something.
But some people, they start to recognize that, you know, energy is the true wealth. So, like, if I feel wealthy, that's the energy that I'm exuding. That's the energy that I carry. I'm carrying the energy that is wealth.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
A friend of the pod, Erica, she reposted a video and it ended up on my timeline. And they were talking about real wealth. So I'm going to just sum it up. Basically, the dude said real wealth is, this is in order. So, family, legacy, safety and security, information and know-how, resources, land, property, ability to manufacture, reputation, and talent. Those are the top 10 things that signify wealth.
Okay, this is not what I expected.
You didn't ask for any explanation. Yeah. All right, let's not talk about it. So what were you expecting? What is true wealth to you?
Oh, that's not no, this. That's not what I. Oh, that's not what I meant. I was. I was expecting. Well, okay. So you never said where you got it from or anything like that. But I was expecting just like a definition, not like a list of 10 things.
Oh, no, he had a definition. I didn't write the definition down.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't really know what I was expecting. I just wasn't expecting this top 10 list. And I was like, this is getting lengthy. When you started reading, I thought it was going to be like 2 to 3 things. But you kept going.
Okay. What signifies wealth? What is wealth to y'all?
I definitely didn't think that was going to be the list of things that I was going to hear when you asked me when you said true wealth. Are you asking if I agree with those things, or are you asking that what's my definition?
What is true wealth to you?
For me, it's the ability to do what you want in a way that you would like to do it without having to get a, I don't want to say cosign, but yeah, pretty much without having to get a cosign from someone else. So for me, that's wealth.
That's good. For me, I didn't really think this through. I was supposed to, but it was taking me a long time to make my meal this morning. Mm. So for me, I feel like wealth, what is wealth? I feel like wealth is a variety of things. It comes in a variety of forms. I think that like one of the ways is creativity. I really feel like we are some of the wealthiest people that I know. And it's not necessarily just because of monetary things or physical assets. I don't think it's always something that's physical, that's tangible, that you can see or touch. Sometimes I think that wealth comes in the form of like energy. Yeah, like energy and creativity and stuff like that. I think that that's true wealth and joy, those things.
I like that too.
What do you think wealth is? Because you read what he said you gotta have to be wealthy. What do you think wealth is?
Family, legacy, safety and security. Sorry, nah. To me, what is wealth? What is wealth? Wealth is that thing that's unseen.
That sounds like faith. Faith is the evidence of things not... Wait, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
But wealth to me is... I really liked your answer, so I'm going to go with energy for 500. wealth. Yeah. I feel like wealth is... Wealth is the things that can't be bought. Mm. Like true wealth, you can't buy it. Mm. it must be like developed or taught, passed down, stuff like that.
But, like knowledge.
Yeah. So knowledge, connection, relationship, creativity, things of that nature. Because monetary wealth follows
those things,
like the things that can't be bought. So if everybody love you, 9 times out of 10, you have great connections. Like, people are willing to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that's able to help you is not willing to help you.
Mm-hmm.
So if everybody loves you, the people who are able are 9 times out of 10 willing to help you if you need help. Stuff like that.
Yeah, I got some good answers, man. Yeah, I got some good answers.
And I was just going to say a little more backstory I thought of once y'all started talking. But this topic came up because of what's going on in society now. They're saying that we're in the biggest wealth shift, like, ever.
What does that mean?
Things are changing.
Hey, yo, that was funny. That was funny. Well, things are changing. Something is happening.
How are they changing?
With the
economy?
The economy and like the dollar is basically falling.
The way you whispered that. The economy. Sorry. The dollar is falling.
Mm-hmm. It changed into the crypto and Bitcoin and all that stuff. And before, everybody was saying, get you a trade.
Mm-hmm.
Go do this, and that. And everybody's saying get into tech.
Yeah.
But yeah, everything is changing. And the people who are already, like, wealthy, they're trying to make sure the same people who are already wealthy
stay wealthy. Mm-hmm.
And the people who aren't monetarily wealthy, it's a great time for them to become monetarily wealthy based off of
what's happening.
Yeah, what's happening in their actual skills or knowledge and everything like that.
That's interesting.
So actually being able to use technology, AI, and everything to your advantage so you won't end up in poverty or be impoverished or continue that cycle.
Mm. That's so interesting because I literally was talking about that last month. I had decided that I was gonna learn AI just so like I can use it, so I know how to use it. Like, clearly it's not going away, so like really learning how to use it and how it can benefit me in my life and my career and stuff, going from there. But okay, you said that this is a wealth shift,
mm-hmm,
that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more opportunities for people to become monetarily wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
How many people do y'all feel like is actually going to take advantage of that?
I don't feel like it's going to be as much. I'm going to just make sure, to the best of my ability, that I'm one of those people.
What about you?
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be any more or less than it was.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the same kind of individuals who would have made it
before
probably the same kind of ones who would make it after, because like you have to be willing to adapt with the times, actually use the things that are currently available to you. And like, I don't know if that has anything to do with the overall shifts. I just think that's like a more, like it's the kind of individual you would have to be in order to take advantage of what's before you. So I think it'll be similar. I don't know what the ratio was before the wealth shift, but I feel
1%.
Like 1%. Okay, maybe it would be 2. You know,
that's
a big shift.
Yeah.
that actually is a lot when it comes to
like the number of people.
But I also feel like, so this is my first time hearing about this, so I'm sure there's plenty of people that don't know anything.
Hearing about what?
There being a wealth shift.
Oh.
I didn't even know that was a thing until you just said it 2 minutes ago. So, like, if I'm just hearing about this, then it's probably a lot of other people that haven't heard about it or don't believe that there is an opportunity there. I literally been saying all last year, or even like to people, like, hey, I plan on being rich next year. So, you know.
Yeah, like, me too. And even based off his list, I was happy that he said talent. Because I was like, oh, yes. There's hope. But, it's, based how interacting with people and seeing how people are, what people think, what people are saying about the year, we need it. They need good energy, some positivity, even if they want to escape to my stuff. Like, if y'all want to consume my stuff to escape, y'all thing. But yeah. I feel like what everything that we doing is needed, just because it's genuine, it's positive, good energy, good vibes, relatable. It's good.
Yeah, I also think a big part of wealth is, like, having something that somebody else values. Like, not even just you, but, like, something that, that other people in general find valuable. So if you have that, then you're wealthy as well.
And it's always been like that. So at the end of the day, you really don't have to switch up anything that you're doing. You just have to change the medium in which you get it to other people. That, and utilize the technology or whatever is going on to make your job easier. That's just my, my theory, my belief.
Well, I was going to say, I do agree with that, but I do also feel like some people do have to change how they're thinking, though. So, like, shifting from, I'm sorry, I'm sleepy, so my eyes keep closing when I talk. Shifting from the idea that, okay, well, yeah, people could get rich, but it's like, no, I can be the wealthy person in the room. Like, it's possible for me to do this thing. I think that that's an important shift. And like you said, keep doing what you're doing. But if even if they change something, I think that mindset shift has to precede everything else. Because it's cool for one thing to be like, all right, we in a wealth shift. You know, there's opportunity, but you might be looking.
We also in a recession.
you might be looking like, oh, but how am I going to do that? And it's like, you can't, like, just knowing that it's possible for you, like, you can do it if you really want to. And it might, I mean, it might take a little time. It might happen overnight, but it's possible for you, knowing that and feeling it. And then being like, all right, now I'm going to continue what I was doing, but I'm going to do it more confidently. Or I'm going to, like, really own it this time. I think that's going to be like the world of difference. And for everybody that's watching, like, we plan on being rich. So y'all just going to keep watching our glow up.
We already rich.
We rich. And we plan on being more, we plan on being rich in multiple ways. So y'all going to continue to watch our glow up. We appreciate y'all for being here with us.
We appreciate y'all for glowing up with us.
Yes, we appreciate y'all for glowing up with us. And we're excited to see y'all glow up. So definitely join the Patreon so we can see y'all glow up, you know. But
I was just going to say, one thing that I believe is, just because talking to different people, like I was saying, a lot of people are scared and worried. I can feel the energy in the air. And I know for a fact it's going to be an amazing year. But you have to focus on yourself. And just do whatever, do what you know you need to do. Just focus on yourself, because everything going to be about perspective. Mm-hmm. If you're looking outside at the world, the news, what everybody else saying, it's scary. It's treacherous out there. But if you focus on yourself, your people, your work, whatever that work is, you're going to be good.
I agree.
Everybody need everybody.
I agree. And I also think that it's a, it is a thing where, not even just focusing on yourself. I think, like, make sure you're putting yourself first. But it's also just a thing where you're just, like, intentional about leading with love. Like, putting positivity out there. Because we always be like, you are what you attract. And it's like, well, am I attracting, you know, positive energy? Am I only experiencing these negative energy because that's what I'm also putting out? Like, if life is a mirror, if everything and everybody is a mirror, then all right, if I'm receiving negative energy, like, on a consistent basis, or even if it's just one time and it's like, oh, this really kind of impacted me, like, you know, take a moment to reflect so that you can do that shift of, like, shifting your mindset or whatever. Because, like, I don't know. I think this is going to be a really good year. This is going to be an amazing year, I feel like. But I don't have time to worry about, I guess, well, anything. I don't worry. Yeah. I don't worry about things. I know that I'm divinely protected. I'm divinely supported. And in the moments where I if I start to get nervous or anxious, I just repeat that to myself. But I do think that the opportunity to be wealthy, I know you said we're in a wealth shift. I feel like we always had that opportunity. We just don't believe it or allow ourselves to see it or even go after it. What y'all think?
I feel like it was always opportunity. Yeah, it was always opportunity. But I feel like everything is changing now. Like, it's always opportunity, but everybody focused on the amount of money. Everybody focused on the dollar because the dollar was the most powerful currency.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of foreign countries are moving away from the dollar. So the dollar doesn't hold as much weight. And it's a lot of spiritual things that's coming out into the world. Like, you were talking about energy is wealth. And a lot of things are happening in the spiritual realm that's actually affecting the physical. I mean, it's always been like that, but I feel like we understand that as a collective. So the shift, it's more powerful because more people know it or more people feel it. That makes sense. I'm speaking in spirit, y'all.
I guess what's happening in the spiritual world that's affecting us now? What have you heard?
I didn't get that down.
Listen, he's spiritual. He's not that spiritual.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I'm like, did you hear something? Can we report it live from the gray area?
I didn't hear
it. Happening today at the gray area. Okay, sorry.
I didn't get that download yet.
Oh, okay.
When I do, I'll let y'all know.
Oh, all right.
It's a spiritual fight.
What was the question? I just want to make sure. Dude,
did I ask a question?
Yes.
Oh, it was me.
So the question that I was answering was,
that's crazy.
Do you think there was always opportunity? Something along
those. Basically, I said that there's always been opportunity for people to gain wealth. And I'm not just talking about monetarily, but just like in general, we just don't always allow ourselves to see it.
I actually have another piece.
Go for it.
So back to when I said there was always opportunity, but also it's a lot easier to do what you want to do now than then, just because everything that we do have, and then even you talking about AI, you was talking about learning, AI can help you with a lot of things, bypass a lot of things. You do need to fact check.
Yes.
But it still, like, gets you over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to just get started, get some ideas out there. And even if we're talking about music, back in the day, you had to go to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you had mad money to make your own studio. But you had to go to the studio to record. You had to go to somebody else to get beats. You had to get signed so you can publish your stuff. Like, you had to go to other people so you could do stuff. Now, it's not really a thing of gatekeeping. Like, it's very hard to gatekeep if you're willing to do a little research.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the information is there. You just have to find it.
Yeah.
But it's not hard to find. So, it's a lot easier to do whatever you want.
Well, I was going to ask, do you think that the fact that there's more opportunity now, or everything is easier for you to...
More easily accessible.
Yeah, there we go. More easily accessible. Do you think it makes it easier for people to make money or harder? Because to be honest, I think more options kind of make it a lot more difficult for people.
But I feel like the fact that it's easier to get your stuff out there and do whatever it is that you want to do, the biggest thing is, I just want to get my words correct. I don't think it makes it harder to make money. I just feel like the people who are actually talented have to, I would say, figure out a way to cut through the noise. So, I feel like that goes into how you present yourself. Actually, if you're doing it all yourself, you have to do more work. I don't think it's more or less hard to make the money or profit or monetize, whatever. You're just doing more work. kind of. But mm-hmm. you can also use AI to help you do some of that work. You can leverage relationships to do some of that work and stuff like that. Just got to get creative. So now it's not, I'm not just doing this work. Now I'm doing all of the work. But I feel like in the long run, it makes you a lot more valuable because you know how to do so many things. And you can transfer those skills to different places, different projects, stuff like that.
Okay, so, okay. I feel like technically, no, it's not harder. But I think that it is harder because of the fact that more people have access to ways to make money, less people are being creative in their ways to do so. So we could take social media, for example. When you're like, okay, so I'm going to monetize on social media, the reason why they can pay fractions of pennies, same thing with music. The reason why is because a lot of people are not cutting through the noise because they're just following what the next person is doing. Yeah. So it's a lot more hamster wheels. Like, so in the past where the hamster wheel used to be just the 9-to-5, it's like, no, social media can become your hamster wheel. Just being an artist that's just for streaming can become a hamster wheel. Like, all of the things, even just like the idea of hustle culture in general, like that is a hamster wheel in itself that you could be on and you could be stuck on, but you see all these other people doing those same things, or you see that it worked for them, so let me go ahead and do this exact thing. But in the way that they did it, they had to be a little extra creative. And by the time you got to it and decided to follow this exact blueprint, 5,000 other people also found it at the same exact time. So then you guys are all doing it. Like with TikTok, people be making money on TikTok. But at the same time, like a lot of them people got to that point because they stayed on TikTok 24/7 at one point. Like just on there all day so that they could get to the top of the TikTok charts or whatever. And not to say that that's a bad thing, but all right, you got to the top and but then there's like 10,000 other people who are attempting to do the exact same thing that you're doing. You just happen, like you cut through the noise, but the rest of the people, they're not being creative in the way that they're showing up. Like, I think that that's an example. So I feel like it's more easily accessible. I feel like on the surface that should make it easier, but I also think that because I think it makes it you got to put in a little bit more work to be creative these days.
I feel like the biggest thing with that, I agree with you, but to piggyback off of that or go another step further is, pardon me, comparison. So if mm-hmm. we're talking about, I'm going to make that a word.
Yeah, it is now. It's a word now.
So if we stick in with social media, it's like, oh, that worked, so I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. It's no originality.
Yeah.
So even I got stuck on that hamster wheel for a little bit because I'm like, oh, nah, everybody doing this. And I feel like that's because the goal was to make money. It wasn't to be creative. It wasn't to make art. It wasn't to sell my stuff. It was, I just want to make money doing this. If they made money doing this, I can do that because I did it already. So let me do this. Or what they do, we'll do that same exact thing. And it's just a thing of, if the goal is just to make money, you don't have to be creative.
Yeah.
So now it's a thing of, I love this. Yeah, I love this thing, so I'm going to do this thing. And I'm going to do it the way only I know how to do it. So that brings authenticity, originality, and all those things. So we could do the exact same thing or have the exact same topic or be in the exact same field, but mine is going to look different than yours. Mm-hmm. We all make music. Mm-hmm. We all could be on the same beat. We did this already. Three completely different topics, but it's just because I'm bringing my own experience here. Everybody's bringing their own experience to the table.
Also, Check out our theme song. The link is in the description. Get Out My Face. All three of us are on that beat. Yeah, the link is in the description. Check that out when you guys get a chance.
I was actually talking about All Right Wednesdays, too.
I know, like, but since we do have a song
too.
Together.
Yeah, that too.
And we got more coming. More on the way.
More on the way, definitely.
Need y'all to finish them verses.
That's a fact. I was listening to the beat you sent me the other day, and I was like,
"Oh wow, I gotta go through yeah, it's crazy."
I was like, "Oh, I still didn't write
to
this."
Yeah. I'm gonna get to it.
I think I'm in a better mental space though for that song. Run It Over. Yeah. So, because before, I think I was, I don't know what mood I was in when I was listening to it, but
it wasn't hopeful.
It wasn't that it wasn't hopeful. I think I was burnt. I was, starting to burn out. And then I needed to just kind of stop. I was doing a little too much. So, but anyways, back to the topic. What do you think?
I was going to say, you guys said a lot, and I almost forgot my question. But I remember, I don't think it's any more or less difficult now to make money. What I'll say is I think before, let me start here. And for me, as a creative, I work a lot better when I have some level of constraints, when it's like where it almost feels like my back is against the wall, but not completely, but like where the options are limited so that I have to have some level of like creativity. So I think now, because like everything is so much more easily accessible, like I think that the use of creativity is like isn't as sharp for everybody. Mm-hmm. So like before, I think you had to be a lot more physical in order for you to become wealthy. Like, it was physical things that you had to do. We took away some of the physical stuff so in theory, we can use our mind and do other stuff. But because we're not doing some of the stuff that, like, got us there, I think there's some aspects that we don't have as refined as other people. So it's not harder physically, it's harder creatively, because when a lot of things are done for you, you don't have to do certain things. Yeah, and it doesn't force you to think in certain ways to get to the bag or whatever.
Yeah, I will also say overstimulation.
Oh, that's my gosh. So,
since the fact that everything can be done for us, or we have access to so many different things, now it's not a thing of me experimenting to see and seeing what happens. It's the thing of, oh, they did this. I love that. Let me recreate this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not even like recreation as, let me use this as a reference or just to get started. And then whatever happens, happens. It's, no, I want to make this same exact thing. They got two arms and one leg. I want two arms.
And I also feel like the tasks that we have today are easier tasks for us to do to make money. So, like, you can make money podcasting. You're talking, right? That's a lot easier than having to make money building cars, right? So, like,
we still need y'all to make some cars,
we do,
though.
We do, right? We do need some people to make some cars. But, like, thinking about, like, if you were going to get rich versus, like, talking versus getting rich building something, it's a lot more physical. It's a lot more effort in that way. Like, the task itself is harder, but what you have to do, but now because you're not physically doing that anymore, is like there's other stuff you would have to do. There's other people you have to compete, because like the barrier to entry is non-existent. So like everybody's there. So like in order for you to build actual wealth, you have to really separate, as opposed to like before you didn't maybe you didn't need to be like super unique. You just had to be the best at the thing that you were doing. Yeah, or you get a certificate. Or you might be the only person that's doing this. Like, you may be the only carpenter in the area. Yeah. And that's the reason why you got rich, as opposed to being 400 carpenters. Now you have to compete against, you got to make your ad and make yourself the most personable carpenter ever. Like, it's just a different process. Oops.
I agree with that. I like how you said the barrier to entry is non-existent. Non-existent. I don't know. I put it as... E-C? C? I put a C at the end of it. Sorry. Okay. I need a nap. Okay. I definitely agree though with that. But I never thought about it in that way. Like, because here's like, I feel like the barrier to entry to like not being existent.
That word is tripping. Barrier to entry not being existent.
Not existing.
Not existing.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Well, being non existent.
Yeah. The barrier to entry. The barrier to entry being non existent. It's a two-sided coin. So, like, the good thing is that everybody has the opportunity to do the things. But the negative side of that would be that...
Everybody's doing everything.
Yeah, like, that is everybody is doing the same thing. But, like, I had a different point, though.
Oh, you can go ahead.
Okay. So, the good thing is that there... Oh, this is what it is. The positive is that means that anything is possible. Like, you can literally do anything you want. Like you were saying, like, this is an opportunity. We're in a time and a space where you could literally do whatever you want to because there's no barrier to entry. And you have access to the information. So, even if somebody who you live near or whatever won't teach you whatever, you can learn it yourself. Like, you can find ways to learn it yourself, especially because there's the internet. On the other hand, because there is no barrier to entry, everybody is doing a lot of the same things. So, like, I think, like, way back in the day, like how y'all said, sometimes it'll be just, like, one carpenter per town or whatever. I genuinely think that a lot of times people wouldn't move to certain areas because they would be like, oh, there's already a carpenter here. So I need to go somewhere else that doesn't have a carpenter, like a different town, so that I can be the carpenter of that town, that type of thing. I wasn't there, so I don't know if it's true, but that's the vibes I was getting. So, like, just thinking about it in that way, it's like, not even to say that the market is saturated, because like that doesn't matter, but if everybody is doing the same thing, whether it be because they love it or they're just trying it out for the moment, it starts to drown out the people or the sound of the ones that truly want to pursue this. And sometimes that can be very discouraging because it's not always about talent. It is about the hard work, and there could be somebody 2 feet away from you that's in the same race as you. Well, you guys, everybody's in their own race, but like that's doing the same thing as you, and like you go back to that comparison because you see so many people doing these. You see so many people doing the same thing as you. You so busy looking at them that you not focused on what you're doing. So I think that mentally it probably is more of a strain on, no, maybe not. It's not more, it's just different. It's just a different type of a mental barrier to entry instead of a physical one now.
Yeah. And a lot of times I feel like we put ourselves, or mentally we stop ourselves from entering.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when they put the invisible dog collar gate on the dogs, and now... Even when they take the collar off, mentally it's like I can't go past this because something bad is gonna happen.
Yeah. It's literally that but that's why I said you gotta shift your mindset to be like, this is possible for me. It don't matter if it's possible for them or not, because I decided it was possible for me. Like, I was talking to somebody the other day and they was talking about like moving up or whatever. Like, if I wanted to move, I was like, I can move up if I wanted to in this company. It's just a matter of if I decide I want to move up in this company.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of if I decide that this is what I want to do, then it's a matter of when. Like, but I didn't say that that's what I wanted to do.
One of the best things that I heard recently, that's funny. One of the best things that I heard recently was somebody said, If you weren't capable of doing it or had the capacity to do it, or if there wasn't a way for you to do it, it wouldn't be on your heart to do it.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. So now it's like anything that I think of, now I'm back in the space of I could do it. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do it right on the first try. Mm-hmm. If I don't do it right on the first try, I'm like, hey, this part of the journey.
I'm be I like, need to learn yeah. something. I just be like, remember what Damani said.
I don't subscribe to that.
I mean,
when he said the second time, I'm like, okay, if I gotta do it twice, I can get it wrong on the second try.
I mean, listen, the statement wasn't that she wasn't gonna get it right eventually. It's just not on the first try.
I get stuff right on the first try, but if it takes two tries, I'm okay with not getting it right on the second try.
Yeah.
Or the third. I'm gonna get it right on the fourth and the fifth. But then I'm like, if I don't get it right on the first try, I can make money off this. Cause I gotta keep going back. And now I gotta I have to know how to do it. I will not allow myself to stop doing this until I master it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, yeah. This is a trade. They said get a high value skin. And leverage that.
He said this is it.
That's funny.
Y'all are hilarious.
But yeah, I heard a similar thing. They were saying that desire is evidence that you have the ability to do something. So like if you have the desire, that shows you that you have the ability. You have the power to do it. You just have to be willing to do it. And that's also why when I was saying, like, for me, wealth is, like, the ability to do the things that you want to do, like, is because whether it's in a health aspect, like, all right, you're healthy enough to be able to get up and walk outside, you're healthy enough to whatever, like, you have the ability to be able to do it. To me, that's wealth. If you're able to go buy whatever you want to buy because you feel like buying it, that's wealth, right? Like, just those things, if you're able to create what you want to create, like, that's wealth. Mm-hmm. Because I think, like, the freedom is in the choice. And that was something that I was like realizing, like the point of all of it is like, to me at least, the point of wealth is the choice, like being able to make the choice. Because when you don't have the option to make the choice, then it feels, then you're not being operating like in a wealthy state. Because like you not having a choice whether or not you can do it, to me is like you looking at it like from a place of lack. Like, all right, I don't even have a choice. I don't have an option. And it's like, you always have an option. You always have an opportunity. So to me, that's where like true wealth lies, in that aspect, like being able to choose it and being able to do it.
Mm. I like that. I definitely like that.
Straight off the top, you know, that was a download I just got.
That was good.
He's speaking in spirit.
Right.
Okay. Speaking of that, this might be a complete tangent, but yeah, did you have any other thoughts before I go into this complete tangent?
No, I'm good.
I was thinking, right? It's really funny how we focus so much on, like, the physical when, like, so much of life we just can't see.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, just naturally, you're not able to see, like...
Yeah, and then especially, we wear glasses.
Some of us wear glasses. Some of us over here.
But like, even beyond that, like, I'm going to say like a good 95% of the stuff that happens in our reality, we can't see. Like, you can't see, like, you can see the effects of what it does, but like, you can't see your heart beating. You can't see, like, in an everyday sense, you can't see the blood flowing. You can't see, like, just a bunch of the stuff, but it's like, that doesn't mean it's not working. It's just like, all of this. So just realizing how much stuff is like spiritual that we try to make not spiritual, like making money and being wealthy. It's a spiritual process, like you were saying, like, but we try to take away the spiritual aspect of it. And it's like, most of this is spirit. Like,
but I wonder if a lot of the stuff we try to take away the spiritual aspect, or we focus way more on the physical to overcompensate for the things that we can't see. Right. And I think that even when we're talking about emotion, right? So emotions are very important, but they're not something that you can see. But they have, feelings have like a huge impact on your life, your body, like your mind. Like, they manifest in so many different ways. And it's something that we are creating from ourselves. It's flowing from within us. So just thinking about that aspect, but it's like a lot of us don't even know how to manage or process or interact with our feelings, how to display them, how to allow them to pass through you. And then, but instead of learning to do that, and I mean, I was doing this for a long time, like, we kind of push our feelings to the side and devalue them because we can't see them, and we just focus on so much, like, we hyper focus on the things we can see. So then when somebody is physically like, I can see that you're mad or visually mad, then it's like, I'm focusing on the fact that you're visually mad. Like, I'm not even necessarily focusing on the fact that, like, this is an emotion, if that makes sense. I'm just like, why are you mad? Why are you mad? Why you look like that? Why you fix your face? Like, and it's like, okay, well, what is this emotion? And if you hold this in, if you let this out, I mean, you know, what's about to happen? I need to let this out in a healthy way. But also, if you hold this in, what is that doing to your insides? Because it's manifesting on your face right now, and your face looks crazy. So I can only imagine what it's going to do to your insides if you, like, hold this in. I never thought about this like that. I probably got to reevaluate some things.
I think it's literally because we can't see it. Yeah. So it's like, if you're doing all this work, but it's not showing on the outside. So, like, if you could work out every single day, and it's easy to stop because you don't see any muscles or you don't see the results that you feel like you should see.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it'd be a thing. It's like the little picture that they be showing when they be digging through the ground and they used to see the gold holes. Mine right there or the diamonds.
And then they stop and turn around. Yeah.
It'd be that same thing. It's just everybody journey look different. Everybody journey and everybody process look different. So the comparison, it makes it a lot easier for us to turn around and try something else. Because we're not, a lot of people aren't focusing on improvement internally. It's externally. Because we're seeing everything. Everybody's seeing us. You go on social media and you see everybody living life. I even be like, dang, you on another trip? You told me you wasn't going. Supposed to be here with us. But people really living life. And then that's another thing. It's so much money to be made out there that we already rich. Like, you just got to do the thing long enough for people to realize that you really that.
I was also going to say, like, are we focusing on the physical so much? Like, even with the digging the ditch thing, is it because, like, it's like us overcompensating for the fact that we can't see? Yeah. Like,
I think so. I think it's hard for us to think about. For us, we're very visual creatures, especially now because everything is eye candy everywhere. So, like, we're super visual. So when you can't actually see the results, when you can't actually see the thing being transformed in the moment, it feels like, dang, it's not real if I can't see it. But that's what I was saying. I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, so much of, like, actual life I am not able to physically see. So why on earth would I base whether or not this is working on what I can see?
I think the biggest reason is because a lot of us out here are just trying to survive. Mm. So if I'm struggling to pay my bills, if people struggling to pay their bills, don't know what they're going to eat, car might not be working, job is non-existent.
Gone.
Job look like the barrier of entry. Yeah. It's just not there. So, like, it's hard. It's very hard to keep going, keep pushing forward when every day is a struggle for people to get what they need. So you want me to focus on what I can't see when everything that I'm seeing is bad out there.
I just want to say one thing. I just think it's so funny that you just used our 2024 to describe what you was just talking about.
I didn't do that purposely, but...
I was gonna say, to be honest, I understand that because I've been there, but I also think, like, it's more than what you can see. Like, even if you relied, like, 100% on what you feel, like, to me, that's a better gauge than what you can see, because your feelings are typically a better gauge of what's actually going on than what you're actually able to see. Like, I can't see myself being mad most times, but I know I can feel it. Like, and it's like, that's usually a way better gauge of where I'm actually at. So it's just funny that we put so much stock in what we can see when we can't even, like, there's so much, we can't even see how our body functions. Like, we just know, hey, it does this, it works, and then we rely on somebody else we got machinery and everything so that we can actually see how everything works. But otherwise, like, You wouldn't be able to see how your mind works. You wouldn't be able to see how your feelings work. Like, there's a bunch of stuff that you're not able to see. So, like, to base whether or not this is working on what you can see is like, all right, I mean, it doesn't look like it's working, but I don't know for sure because I can't see everything, you know? So, like, it's just a funny thing. Also, I'm realizing now that wealth is probably more of a feeling than it is anything else.
Mm-hmm. Because it follows. Like, whatever you're looking for follows how you feel.
But that's why I said it was energy. Because when I really stop and think, because like I said, I really do truly feel like we are the wealthiest people that I know. And when I really stop and think about what wealth is, after all of the books that we've read, after all of the life that I've lived, like really thinking, because I'm like, well, why do I feel that way? Because I truly feel that way. Then it's like, it's an energy thing. Because everything is energy at the end of the day. Like, even the fact that, like, when you talk about molecules coming together and, like all of it is based off of energy. Like, atoms and all that stuff. You know, it's all energy when you get down to the science of it. And even when you get to, like emotions are energy. When you get to like how your thoughts are, how they manifest, just everything, like that's the true currency of life is energy. That's the one thing that you can like give to people or, you know, take from people. Like that is an exchange. When you talk about money, it's an exchange of energy. And after going through all the things that that I've been through and also just interacting with people, I've been realizing, I know y'all have mentioned this as well, like your energy plays a different role when you're showing up as your full self in every room that you're in. Like it sets the tone for the rest of the day or the rest of the room. And it's something that we often overlook. And I think that that's also some of the reason why, you know, certain people are wealthy versus not, or they take advantage of the opportunity to become wealthy, because then they start to recognize, not everybody, but some people, they start to recognize that, you know, energy is the true wealth. So like if I feel wealthy, that's the energy that I'm exuding. Like that's the energy that I carry. I'm carrying the energy that is wealth. And that manifests into the world.
I was also going to say, it made me think of when they said, "Well, energy is never created nor destroyed; it merely transformed."
That science.
And yeah, what they taught us in that school. Mm-hmm. But in hearing that, like now, in the context of this conversation, I'm thinking, I don't know how I can think that people, that there's not enough money, that there's not enough anything, because if money and wealth is, if wealth is energy and energy can't be destroyed, it's never going to be, you never run out. Even when it comes to like, I know people, we talk about having people like robbing you of your energy, but they really can't rob you of your energy because energy is a renewable resource. There's always energy. So you could always get back to it.
I mean, yeah, you can get back to it, but they could take yours. You'll just have to find some more.
You got to go somewhere to charge.
Yeah, pretty much. Just like a Tesla, you gotta pull up to your location. Y'all got a charger station?
Yeah.
Energy low. You see?
Said, y'all got the plug? Come on, man. So But not just in general. And that was something that I thought for a long time that like because people said you gotta protect your energy. And I mean, to a degree you do, but also like sometimes, at least for me, if I just sit and do nothing, all of a sudden I get energy and it just comes out of nowhere. It just, mm-hmm. I'll just be like, wow, weird. I don't know where they came from. I just got a burst of energy. And like everything else isn't renewable. That is. Yeah. So like just understanding, well,
there are some renewable resources out there.
I mean, yeah, but I
don't know what they are.
I was going to say, yeah, could you name some?
No. I almost said water and I was like, ooh, that's not one of them.
Vegetables,
air,
plants
that can run out at some point, but the plants can,
they grow themselves.
Does
what?
Weeds.
But is it a weeds
grow anywhere?
I know, but like that, I wouldn't I wouldn't call that a resource. Well, some of the weeds actually be herbs.
I mean, they're resourceful. I mean, I'll tell you that. They're growing out of the concrete is crazy. You don't even got no soil. How'd you figure out how to grow out of the...
There's soil underneath.
All right.
Oh, man, that's funny. Dang, I forgot what I was going to say. Yeah, that's true, though. Mm. It does come back to you. They can take it, but it does come back to you. It is definitely a renewable resource. But I think when you look at it like from that perspective, and I don't know, maybe it's just all the work that we've done. Because we have been doing a lot of like internal work.
And you see no external results. Mm-hmm. Not to the extent of the work.
I think the external results are like slowly showing up.
Yeah, it's delayed gratification.
Yeah, we had to plant the seeds. And we planted a lot of seeds, not realizing that we were planting a lot of seeds. So
like this podcast.
Yeah, definitely. So like really just allowing ourselves to be wealthy is like the main thing.
Yeah. One of y'all said this feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just gotta, like, however you see yourself, that's how you are in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see yourself as wealthy, if you see yourself as having, you're gonna have it. Like, you have whatever you see yourself as.
Mm. So how do you guys see yourselves?
Love. I see myself as I can have whatever I want and I do whatever I want. And I'm just happy and abundant. And I do whatever I want and I can have whatever I want. And I'm just still happy and abundant.
You gonna say that again?
Yeah, I'm done. I need the universe to know I'm happy and I'm abundant. I am happy
and I'm abundant.
I said I'm happy
and I'm abundant. And I can do whatever I want and I can have whatever I want. Pardon me. Yeah. I have everything and I have everything I need. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
That's funny.
I said I have everything I need. Mm-hmm. I'm tapped into the source. I went to the charging station. Source. I only get source energy. Don't give me none of that regular.
I brought my own blood. Oh, man.
What about you?
I see myself as a limitless creator.
Oh, come on.
You know what I'm
you
saying?
You ain't said that in a while.
You know, I say that every day. I just don't say it out loud.
Yeah, I haven't heard it in a while.
Yeah,
universe? Yeah. I'm limitless. David Allen Green.
Yeah. That's what I felt. That's what it sounded like.
Limitless. Oh, man.
Universe. Chauncey.
That's crazy. But yeah, I see myself as a limitless creator. Oh yeah, it's just out here getting better, getting closer to completion, and creating more. And that's where I see myself as, and I'm gonna walk as such. You know, so when you see me outside. I was about to say, when you see me in the street, you don't know me, but when you see me outside, it's cool. Like, just know, it's where I'm at with it. I'm a powerful creator, but you are too.
Facts. Okay, so for me, I see myself as I'm a light.
Mm.
And I am a princess, and I do whatever I want. I worry of nothing. Chauncey brings me everything that I desire, so I know that things are already done. And if I know that if it's mine by divine right, then nobody can tell me no. I can't even tell me no if it's mine by divine right. And I only ask for things that are mine by divine right. So if I ask for it, then it's mine.
I don't ask for things anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like to be kind to Chauncey. So, you know, I still like to, bring me my, I guess that wasn't a question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she definitely did not ask a question.
Bring me my chariot, question mark.
Please, if you will.
It's like, you said, bring me my chariot, question mark. It's like, are you sure about the chariot, or you want me to bring it?
Okay.
That's funny.
I only request the things that are mine by divine right. So if I request it, then it is mine by divine right.
Yeah, ironically enough, I don't even, when it comes to asking for stuff, I still ask most of the time. I'd be like, And like, I humbly ask if you could help me with this, knowing that you already did it. So I'm just asking because I like to be kind. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be like, thank you in advance.
My kindness is thank you for such and such.
Mm-hmm. I'll be doing that.
That's it.
Yeah, so. But do y'all have any final thoughts on wealth? What it means to you? What it is? What it is, what it ain't, what it isn't? Sorry. No?
We are wealth.
We are wealthy.
Wealth is perspective.
Wealth is energy.
Wealth is time. My bad.
Oh, he said time. Okay. Mm-hmm. Time. Okay. I thought he was going to say feelings because that's what he said feelings. Earlier.
Yeah, feelings. Well, wealth is feelings. My bad. You can cut that time part. Wealth is feelings. Cut that last part. You know what I'm saying?
If y'all listen, drop in the comments. Let us know what you feel like wealth is. What is true wealth? Is it just monetary? Sorry, there was like a piece of lint that flew up. I think it was from my pants.
But I had them think we dirty.
When I clapped my hands, I think it was a string from my pants that flew up. Okay. comment below. Let us know what you believe that true wealth is, okay? Is it monetary? Is it physical? What do you define as being wealthy? Do you feel like you're wealthy? We see you as wealthy. We're wealthy too. So if you are wealthy, join us. Join the good people of the gray area in the Patreon so you can watch this episode live. You can watch our podcast early. You can get access to other content that we are currently working on for you guys. And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload.
Ding.
And I'm Shakoya D.
Bodman Breezington here.
It's your boy, Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area Podcast.
Yes.
We'll see you guys. Oh, also, check in the description. We got stuff, okay? Look at our song, okay? Look at our other music. We got vinyls. We got music. We got paintings. We got all of the things. We have journals. Check the description. Click the link. And we will see you guys next week.
And by the time y'all see this one, Lonely Love Letters is out.
Lonely Love Letters is out. I'm going to link that somewhere on the screen. But
you
can
just put it in the description.
It'll be in the description, too.
You going to be able to link it on the screen?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Link it on the screen. Click.
Make sure y'all watch that. And if you love this episode, you're going to love the next one. Bye-bye.
Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black people.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, give me one another J.
Ah, get on my face. Ah, get on my. Get on my.
Get on my motherfucking
face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.